It's 9 in the morning, the day following the close of our last episode. As in the office of Attorney Perry Mason.
Office of Perry Mason. I'm sorry, sir. Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Mason said for you to call him at this number. Emery 19970. Yes, sir. He'll be there a few minutes longer.
Morning, miss.
Yes, sir? Oh.
I want to see Mr. Mason.
He isn't in.
You expect him?
I really can't say.
And tell me where to reach him, will you?
Why?
I want to see him. I'm Lieutenant Halverson, Homicide.
I know who you are, Lieutenant.
Good. Now, if you'll tell me where I can reach Mr. Mason.
I'm very sorry, but I can't.
Didn't I just hear you give somebody a number to call?
Excuse me, Lieutenant, but don't you ever strain your ears listening to another person's conversation?
Now, just a minute, Gertie. You are Gertie, right?
That happens to be my name.
I didn't mean to overhear you.
It just comes natural, Lieutenant.
Have it your way, miss. The fact remains, I still want to see Mr. Mason.
He's very busy this morning.
So am I, and I'm in a hurry.
You've got time to stand here and listen to a person's private conversation.
Miss.
So you've got time to sit here and wait until Mr. Mason phones in.
He's going to?
So he gave me to understand. So you can wait. Unless you're too busy putting nice, sweet girls in jail.
Oh? You know Kate Bigman?
I do. And even though I'm not a real smart police lieutenant, I know she is a nice, sweet girl.
And Mr. Mason's client.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, Lieutenant. Even if she wasn't Mr. Mason's client, I'd think the same.
Gertie.
Excuse me for saying what I think, Lieutenant. But I think it's terrible to put an innocent girl in jail.
So do I. And that's why I...
Excuse me. Officer Perry Mason. Yes, sir. I'll give Mr. Mason the message.
You do like Kate, don't you?
Yeah.
You'd like to help her?
Uh-huh.
All right, then give me Mason's number.
I call a spade, Lieutenant. Now you want me to help Kate by letting you bother Mr. Mason?
I've got some cards of my own to put on the table.
Officer Perry Mason. Oh, yes, Mr. Mason. I mean, Mr. Smith.
Is that Mason?
Yes, Mr. Smith. When you see Mr. Mason, you can tell him there's a policeman in his office, name of Halverson. Yes, Mr. Smith.
If that's Mason, let me speak to him.
As I was saying, Mr. Smith, I'm quite sure Mr. Mason doesn't want to talk to the big stiff, but you can take the message. Sir? Oh, you'll speak to him? Yes, sir. Mr. Smith is calling Mr. Mason to the phone.
Let me have it. Hello?
Halverson.
Just call me Sherlock Holmes, Mr. Smith. You know, Mason, I'm not one of Gertie's favorite people.
What did you do to Gertie?
I put Kate Bigman in jail.
Gertie likes Kate.
Yeah, and so do... Look, where can I see you, Mason?
My office.
All right, when?
A couple of hours. I'm going to see Katie.
Now?
Yeah, just leaving.
I'll meet you then, okay?
Okay, if it's important. What's on your mind, Lieutenant?
I want to reshuffle, Mason. Gertie is eavesdropping, so I can't tell you now.
I'm not eavesdropping.
You said, reshuffle?
Well, put it this way. We've got things to talk about. Right away.
In reference to the case?
Yes.
And Katie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my time is limited, Halverson. The grapevine says the DA is about to ask for an immediate trial date.
That's no rumor, Mason. That information is straight down the line.
Now, why tell me?
I'll explain when I see him.
All right. Tell Gertie where I'll be, will you?
Here you are, Gertie. Mr. Smith says he'll be in conference with Miss Beekman.
You think you're so smart.
I'm just getting smart, Gertie. It took me a long time, but I'm getting there. Anything you want me to tell Miss Beekman when I see her?
Tell her hi, and I'm thinking of her. But don't see her on my account.
Your account is incidental, Gertie. I'm going to see her for personal reasons.
What?
Be seeing you, Gertie.
Well, as you know, Don Halverson plans to put his cards on the table, explain to Perry Mason and to Kate the presence of the policewoman in the cell next to Katie's, and to offer his full cooperation in an effort to make Mr. Apt reopen the murder investigation. But as you also know, Kate already learned the identity of her friend in the next cell. And though Mary Moriarty is a friend, Kate feels hurt and humiliated. She doesn't answer when Mary calls.
Katie, where are you going? Katie, why are you putting on lipstick?
I'm going to see my lawyer.
Oh. He's such a nice guy.
Yes.
And you were nice to ask him to help me.
Do you really think so?
Huh? Of course I do. You make friends in the strangest places, huh?
What?
I say you make friends in the strangest places. A few days ago, we didn't even know each other. You want to use my hand mirror?
No, thank you.
Well, what's the matter, honey?
Nothing.
You didn't sleep last night.
How do you know?
Because I watched you. You turned and tossed for a long time before you finally went to sleep.
You know because you watched me. Do you like spying on me?
What? Katie, being interested in your friends isn't the same as spying on them. Well, I've got the right to watch over you. I'm supposed to.
Because we're friends, Mary?
Sure. What's wrong, Katie? Have I done something to make you mad?
You haven't.
Then... Well, something's wrong.
Everything's perfect.
Well, I thought so, the way you looked at Lieutenant Halverson.
What makes you mention Lieutenant Halverson?
Why not? You think about him all the time. You really like him, don't you, Katie? And you should. He's one of the nicest guys I've ever met.
You sound as if you know him. You sound as if you've known him a long time.
Me? Well, how would I know him?
I'm asking you. If you don't want to tell me, you don't have to.
You are touchy this morning. If I didn't know better, I'd think you'd got up on the wrong side of the bed.
But you know I didn't because you've been watching me.
Why, no, honey.
Yes, you have. You've been watching me ever since you've been here.
Katie.
You and Don, Lieutenant Halverson, watching me, spying on me, waiting for me to say something. I thought you were my friend.
I am.
I thought Don was, too.
He is, Katie.
I'm very lucky to have such friends. What do? Laugh at me behind my back? Does he tell you just what to say and exactly what questions to ask and how to lead the conversation? Did he tell you how he made me think he really likes me? I'll bet you do laugh, don't you, when you talk behind my back. I'll bet he told you I really liked him. Well, he's wrong. I can't stand to be near him.
Oh, baby, you know who I am, don't you?
Yes. You are a policewoman. Mary, please. Don't deny it. Don't lie to me anymore. I won't believe you.
Yes, Katie. I am a cop. But, honey, listen to me, please. The only reason I'm here is to help you.
Help me? Is that what you said? How can you...
Honey, please believe me. Don and I do want to help you.
Don't say that anymore. Oh, what a little fool you must think I am. I'm not as smart as you and the lieutenant, and I can't go on pretending to be a friend when I know the truth.
Honey, let me tell you the truth.
If I were smart, I'd pretend I didn't know. I'd let you go on pretending to be my friend, you and the lieutenant. But I can't do it. Mary, you'll see Don. You ask him not to come and see me again.
Won't you let him explain?
There's nothing to explain, and I never want to see him again.
Just talk to him, Katie.
I can't, and I don't want to, and I never want to see him again as long as I live.
You know, as Perry Mason does not, that Kate is so deeply hurt only because Don Halverson was beginning to mean a great deal to her. What do you think will happen now? Well, by all means, join us tomorrow, won't you?